We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome back to Get Your Popcorn Ready Podcast. This is your host Hatch with my boy.
This is T.O. I'm in the building. Get your popcorn ready, everybody.
Yes, sir.
You already know.
You know what? We're coming to you with a little huh, action today. My man Ashton Silva's in the building.
Yes. Yeah, thank you for having me. Yes.
Young fella, and I see since y'all got y'all glasses, I had to go ahead and rock my glasses. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Who are you rocking today?
I'm thanks to my boy Bilal from,
Be Opulent by Zinni.
At Zinni sunglasses, you know, since y'all rocking y'all's, and yours is from
Prototype 81.
Okay, yeah, your glasses are
Prada.
Ooh, Prada. Ooh.
They paying
young
you?
Fella, you?
Nah, they
ain't paying, you. Yet. Well, we ain't gonna get him no shout out there. Yeah. Come on, Dad. Come on, Pop. You gotta let him know.
Right.
He can't be plugging nobody. They ain't giving him no checks.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Welcome to the show, though, brother. Thanks for coming on. You are the youngest guest we've had on so far. So congratulations to that.
Thank you.
Yeah, prior to that, it was him.
I'll take that.
I
appreciate it.
You look
old. You know. I'll take it.
You old, but you look young.
I'll take all that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So no training today. What's up? What's up for the, you know, you just, it's a day off. What you doing with the training
off
right now?
Right now, I'm just, you know, getting back a little bit, just running. Because I just fought like 2 weeks ago, I think.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm just relaxing, enjoying time off a bit till we get back into camp.
Okay. Now, when somebody looks at you, they're saying, you're too young to be a professional boxer, right? What's your first response? I know you get it all the time because you look 12, right? So what do you say when you get...
Man, you got braces on, bro. You got it.
That's
the dead giveaway, right?
Right? So what do you say when you hear that?
I mean, I started professionally fighting when I was 16.
Wow.
So that's kind of like, you know, different from, you know, a lot of fighters, because they usually start at 18 and barely at that. Like, you know, they wait to the Olympics and, you know, probably start at 20, 24, around there.
Mm-hmm.
But when people say, like, you know, I'm young, I kind of take that as a compliment. That's
absolutely
something something I kind of want to.
You got to embrace
yeah,
it.
That's why, you know, I kind of just take it as, and I, you know, I just go on about my day, you know. When I fight in the ring with, like, you know, a grown man, that just gives me, like, you know, the confidence, like, you know, like, I've been doing this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm in the ring with, you know, people that's, like, 30 years old.
That's crazy to me, right?
Because
you're, like, 16, 17, fighting a 30-year-old. If you were to say that in the streets,
that's
the 30-year-old's going to jail. You know what I'm saying?
That's
right, yeah. So you guys crossed paths. Y'all went with the Long Beach Poly.
Yeah, Long Beach Poly is in the building. Yeah, I was coaching there. Your freshman year in high school, right? So again, you were playing football, kind of fell out of love with football.
Yeah, so I'm trying to figure out, like, how did you? Because
did I say something to you?
Nah,
you know what I'm saying?
Nah, I don't know. You was coaching the varsity team.
Yeah.
I was a freshman. I was playing freshman. I got moved up during the playoffs. I didn't play, but it was like it was a blowout. You know,
Like.
I think they asked me, like, you want to get some play time in? And I'm like, man.
I'm
not trying to embarrass myself out there, because the first, it was some dude, but it was me. It was the first play. He got banged, so I was like.
Like, not me. We got beat by Modern Day by, like, 25 or something like that, our last playoff game that year.
Right. So what made you transition into boxing? Because obviously everybody comes out of Long Beach. You know, it's football.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're known for football.
Yeah. I've been boxing before I played football.
Okay.
So, yeah, I started boxing when I was, like, 8 years old. I think I played football like four seasons, like here and there. But it was more so of like, you know, my cousin Willie McGinnis.
Okay. Willie Mack. Yeah. Shout out to Willie Mack.
Yeah, Super Bowl champ Willie Mack. Yeah,
so he wanted me to play for his team. But before that, I was already playing for the Junior Jackrabbits, Polly. Yep. So I was playing for them. Then he went and played for his Pop Warner team. And
what
I mean,
position
like,
did you play?
Running back.
Running back. Okay, yeah. You running back. You have some speed. Yeah. Oh, okay. Right. You nice like that?
Yeah, I'm like little, but like.
Yeah, because I thought you were.
It's some strength in there, though.
Okay. Oh, yeah, absolutely. To be a boxer, you got to pack a punch. Yes, already. I would know he probably going to say like DB. You know what I mean?
Corner. I did a bit, but okay. I was boxing at the time. So gotcha. It was just like, I felt like it was just too much. Like,
I mean, to be a DB, I mean, you got to. Yeah, that's some of that. Use your hands.
It came in handy too for football for the little stiff arms.
Okay, yeah, gotcha.
It was like a little jab in the way.
Gotcha.
So then my eighth grade year, I think they moved out here down LA area, and his daughter, my cousin, of course, went to the same middle school as me. Okay. And the first day he saw me, he was like, "You want to play for my team?" And I was like, man, like I was kind of over football, like. It was not that I didn't like it, just I was kind of already playing, you know, too many sports. I was playing basketball, football.
And true like athlete.
Do everything.
So I was like, you know, and then he thought, "I'm going to talk to your dad." I was like, all right. Yeah. So, like, later I was kind of hoping we wasn't going to cross paths again. We were just going to leave it alone. But then later on.
He going to keep calling.
Yeah, right after school. He drove by my dad. And he was like, "Yeah, I asked him, do you want to play football?" And I feel like my dad always put me in every sport. Like, he was like, you know, we're going to try it or we're going to do this. So, first I was like, nah, like, nah, I'm just kind of stick to boxing. He was like, no, we're just going to ahead and try it. Mm-hmm. But I felt like it was a good thing for me, you know, to go out there because I did have fun. Mm-hmm. And I was real, real good at the, you know, the sport.
Right.
And I feel like I had like a little privilege. Like, I didn't really have to go to practice like that because I was already boxing, so right, I only go like days of scrimmage or if we actually run a plays, like, you know, like
you gotta take a little bit off your body. You don't want to overwork you. You know what I mean? Yeah. I think that's good on Willie Mack. You know, to notice that. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Adjust. Yeah. You know, the practice schedule.
So I was cool with that.
Yeah.
And then I think the year after that, I bought out that year. So the next year after that, I was a freshman. Mm-hmm. So now I was going to Poly, and the season already started. Like the summer league, the ball, 7-on-1s, and everything was going on. You know, they already had their team, but the players from last year from Pop Warner wanted me to play on the team. They was like, "Come on," because I walked past. I was like, "Let me just go watch them and stuff." Like, I was just bored one day, and I walked across the street to the gym I boxed at was like literally like right across the street.
Yeah.
So I walked over, and they kept asking me, and I'm like, man, like, you know, I'm just go ahead. I might try it out.
Right.
And, you know, like, the first few years of high school, you got to do PE. Mm-hmm. So, like, once I got there, I had a PE class, like, one PE class, but they just had to do it for, like, 2 years. And I was even, like, kind of rocking with it. So I was like, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and talk to the coach, you know, just get this PE out the way. I'd rather play football than do PE.
Yeah.
So then I just did that. And I bought out that year, too. And it was pretty cool. But after that, it was...
Well, we know where your future is.
You going back to the ball.
Right.
So again, how do you think, like, playing a bunch of different sports at a young age? Because we're always trying to tell kids to do all those things, right? You shouldn't just train football for 12 months or train basketball.
Don't pigeonhole yourself. And I think that's really kind of what your dad was, you know, trying to tell you, too. Like, yo, don't pigeonhole yourself. Be an athlete. Yeah. And as a kid, do it all. You know, just do it all because you never really know.
Yeah, that's how it was. That's how it was with boxing. Like, I never went to box. Like, I've finally started like liking it a bit when I was like 13. But throughout the
So who was pushing
time,
boxing on you?
My dad. Really? He was kinda But the whole time I was kinda like, you know, it was just whatever. Like it was like a weird sport. Like going to school, people would just know like you're a boxer and like, you know, it's kinda like what you say about it. Like I don't think they would look at you as a weird kid, but you know, it's just like different. So
different.
Like,
right.
They want to talk about it all day. I'm like, man. I'm
relax.
Like, yeah.
It's what I do. Don't worry about it. Yeah.
But that's preparing you because, again, like I said, now you're a grown man. Again, like I said, now you're with your peers. You're like, well, these are students. These are kids.
Yeah.
Now you're about to enter to the world of just like everybody, you know, you're entering to that celebrity status, you know, where everybody's, you know, pulling at you here and there. You know, what is your dad, you know, what advice is he's giving you? Because like I said, you may not know how to handle that or navigate that. I mean, for you, like you just said, it's annoying, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, you don't know how to maybe respond to somebody, you know, that may not take that well.
So I never really talked to him about that part. I felt like I just learned on my own. It wasn't too bad of it. Like, you know, it was, because, like, usually when I talk to other kids, like, it would be, like, a cool thing. Like, they want to, like, it wasn't, like, you know how you see, like, Karate Kid, like, the kids want to pick on the kid.
Right.
It was like that. Like, they always, like, for me, at least, like, I hear other stories, even, like, other boxers, like, they tell me, like, stories, like, they kind of, like, people want to, like, try him and stuff like that. But for me, like, they always kind of knew.
Don't try him.
Yeah.
Right.
They either come to the gym and saw or they had social media at the time, so they either saw that. So it was like, you know, like, yeah, it's real.
Let me
like,
see.
Yeah, you might not want to bark up this tree right here. You know what I mean? Yeah.
That's classic.
So yeah, what's the most exciting thing about boxing to date that you've experienced? I mean, obviously, like I said, I don't know what it's like to, you know, the adrenaline, like I said, as a football player, we prepare, like I said, you got another fight coming up possibly in February. So, you know, you have to take the downtime, you got to recover, you know, take care of your body, eat right. Again, to prepare and then get ready to get into that ring. I don't know what that's like. We know what it's like. You can kind of attest to this, you know, getting ready. Well, you can't say you really attest to this because Willie Mack took it easy on you a little bit. You didn't really have to
practice like
for the condition.
To prepare for all of that, man, and then get ready for the bright lights, the big lights, like you on the stage. Like, you know, boxing is like one of the like most watched sports nowadays, you know what I mean? Yeah. What is that like?
I mean, for me, like growing into it, like now, like it's like incredible. Like even when I didn't like it, was always like something about boxing that was like kind of always made me feel like kind of poke my chest out a bit, you know? And I think like after like winning the fight, or like not to be cocky, but be as good as I am, like you just have the confidence, you kind of walk around with like, you know, a certain status and, you know, feel the type of way about yourself.
Got to.
So like the best part about it, I feel like after a fight is like a pride, like you have that feeling, like, you know, you feel like kind of like on top of the world, like, like, you know, but the worst part about it, of course, is like training camp, like just going through the whole thing. It's like, you know.
Yeah, kind of describe your training camp.
Right,
again,
yeah, describe,
for a boxer,
yeah.
I don't know what, it, again, yeah, we know our six-week training camp was hectic,
because everybody,
because
you think now, I mean, the sport in which you do, people use that to train and work out nowadays, you know what I mean? You don't necessarily, there's not necessary boxers, you know,
doing
going to the gym to be a boxer. They're doing it just for exercise. So, yeah, explain to us, like, you're our viewers and your followers, your fans out there, what that's like. Because you just said it. You're like, I saw your feet, like, man, that's
training camp about to be hectic.
Yeah. But, again, like I said, to be one of the greatest, and you're getting there. What is that mindset? Because, like I said, that's something, like, as athletes and some of the ones that are good, there's a lot of good, like you said, in your sport, there's a lot of good boxers, but there's only a handful of
great boxers.
So, in our sport and what we do, like I said, the pinnacle is like Hall of Fame. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he's going through the preparation and everything to be as great as we are at our position. So, what goes into that? Like for you, like what makes you you?
So for training camp, usually, well, before for training camp, I feel like I didn't really have a training camp. I feel like my day to day life was basically my training camp. Like. Like
you don't get out of shape.
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow.
So like what I do now, I feel like it's more so I take a break, like recovery time, and I go into training camp. But it's kind of the same how it's been. Like, you know, it's still my day-to-day life. Like I feel like I don't have a huge like rest period. Like I don't take like, you know, a month off, you know, like get fat, whatever, you know, the case may be. Like I'm still kind of like still in shape and doing different things. But for like my training camp, it just kind of just, I feel like, repetitiveness of like, you know, just working on, you know, technique. It's like just days we have, so we like work on techniques. Next day we run, you know, like either sprints or we do like miles, like 8 miles or something like that.
What? Eight miles?
Yeah. I'm not talking about Eminem.
Bro, I'm not running no 8 miles.
Eight miles.
That's crazy.
It's not that bad, I feel like. if you, for me, I love, like, running outside, like, somewhere with a good scenery.
Okay.
Then, you know, I'm just running, like, you know, like, my mind is not even, like, running. It's just, like, right. I'm just looking around, you know, seeing different things.
When you're running, are you visualizing, like, obviously, like, let's say, let's take our viewers into your mind. Like, you're getting ready, you're running these 8 miles or what have you, you preparing for a fight. What are you, said you like scenery. Yeah. You're not thinking about the running part. Uh-huh. What are you visualizing while you're running?
If I'm not talking, like if I'm not having someone run with me talking, okay. If I'm just running by myself, and I'm just thinking about like I need to get here. Like, so say if I see like a mansion or something, I'm like, I need to get here.
Run there.
Okay.
Get here. Yeah. You know, like this is where I want to be.
Motivation. Yeah, motivation. Inspiration. Type of stuff. Yeah, yeah.
Like,
okay.
Like if I see people just like, you know, at like a coffee shop or something, like I want to be here. Like, you know, after, like, you know, my career is over, whatever, I want to, like, you know, just enjoy life kind of how they are. Like, if I just see people like that. So.
Do you pay people to run with you?
Nah. Like, I don't have people that do that.
I was going to ask if I could run. Like, that's the way I'm running. Yeah. 8 miles. You got to pay me to run 8 miles.
It's like the Rocky scene. We got 50,000 people behind
right.
running. Like,
I'm just trying to get a job. Right? I'm trying to get a job. Like, you pay people to run 8 miles?
With you, dog.
Yeah, let me think. I might do.
Nah, if anything, I'd be like, all right, I'll take you out to eat or something like that.
That's all you get. You get your Subway.
I can buy my own food, dog.
So how's your diet during this training camp?
Yeah.
Do you do anything different with your eating diet?
Yeah, definitely. Like, I used to not really have a diet. Like, I used to just go in and just...
But now you're getting old, so...
Yeah, that's
right. That's funny, right? At 18, yeah. But now you're getting old.
Right, yeah. But for boxing, I mean, that's a lot of... You speed your metabolism up, you know what I mean? Uh-huh. That's a lot of calories being burned because,
calories,
like,
and carbs,
you're constantly moving, you know, throughout the ring.
I had a camp before this. I was supposed to fight at MSG, New York.
Okay.
But it got canceled. So I basically had a training camp for almost, I would have said no reason, but you know, like I didn't have a fight.
Right.
So I had to just, you know, take that training camp and just go on to the next. So
ooh,
I almost
that's a
had
lot
like,
of training for that. I would have been pissed. So why did that fight get canceled?
I think Jake Paul was supposed to fight a guy named Tommy Fury, but that didn't work out.
Oh, okay,
and then
okay.
We supposed to fight, I think the guy named was like Raheem.
Okay.
He didn't make weight or whatever the case was, so that fell out.
Ooh, wow. Yeah, so I would have take all that aggression, that energy into
nah,
the next
yeah,
fight.
Yeah, I definitely did.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
I was like, you know, like this is not gonna happen again, and just like you know, thinking about how you know the downtime and everything went from you know the fight getting canceled. I'm like, I gotta make this moment. You know,
you gotta make it work. Yeah. You gotta make it worth it. You know
so
what I mean?
When I went to the next, like the fight that you know recently came up, like that's what my mindset was.
Okay. Now, again, speaking of Jake Paul, right, you signed with his company, MVP, right?
Yeah.
So how did that come about? Do you like, start your professional career and then, like, go 5-0, then sign with him? Or do you sign with him first and then
no,
start?
No, it's different ways. Okay. But for us, me and my dad, we just, well, my team, we started off, you know, we before I turned pro, I had different offers on the table as an amateur, like, I think we had Showtime, Floyd, you know, the Zone.
Right.
So now you mentioned these names. So what steered you to Jake Paul versus
Floyd
Mayweather? Because everybody listening there looking at me like, man,
you passed up on Floyd.
That would be the most logical choice.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But again, obviously, you like you said, you're talking to your team. You know, your dad is part of your team.
Yep.
Did he go into the decision process of
making
that decision to go with
Jake
Paul versus Floyd.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this. But Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error. Get the Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently. Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this. But Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
That's why we kind of waited out, like you said.
Really truly know your potential.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? What you're saying.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So we were just kind of, you know, fighting, finally, you know, just, you know, bringing up my value a bit. And we waited and we saw everybody, how everybody else's career kind of played out. Like, you know, mm-hmm. people that was as an amateur, a top amateur as me, and how their career played out, you know, their ups and downs, and looking at just what could this person do for me, or, you know, hearing them out, like, what they're saying, what do they kind of see me as. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it was cool and all. It wasn't like they was going to treat me like trash or anything like that or sit me on a shelf. But it was just something that, like, we was just comfortable with, or me, myself. Right, exactly. Like, I put in all this work for years to, you know,
and who's to say? I mean, it may be down the road. You still can be with Floyd Mayweather. But I know that's probably going to be, like, you know, people watching the show, like, yo, you had an opportunity to go with Floyd versus Jake Paul.
Yeah.
You know, and the stigma, everybody think, you know, Jake Paul is just, you know, YouTuber, goofy guy, doing this,
he's
and the
a
other.
Businessman.
You know, so it's like, all about, so you're learning the business as well as, you know, perfecting your craft.
We talked to, like, people like Floyd's, like, you know, around
people
Floyd's
in his camp.
Mm-hmm. People in his camp and stuff like that. And it was just like, well, we talked to a few people and it was more so like, you know, they would say, we could do this. And after, like, over time, we're like, okay, like, y'all kind of say this, but it's nothing being shown.
Right.
Like,
so what's, okay, with all that,
that's what was, like, kind of the biggest
thing. Right, so what's more, what was most important for you versus what they were telling you they could do, this, that, and the other, versus what
it was like, for example, like, if someone say, or, like, one of the promoters be like, okay, we can get you on this fight, or, like, you know, really just get me on, like, this card, like, say, like, mm-hmm. on a Canelo card, we get you on, like, TV belt or something, and it never just fall through, like, something happened or whatever, and it would just happen multiple times with just different promoters and stuff like that. But we was never assigned to them, of course. But
so
was,
you wasn't tripping, right?
Yeah.
But that's a reason not to sign.
Yeah, because, like, you know, you say one thing, and
but you ain't doing it.
Yeah.
The credibility, you're losing credibility. Yeah.
Yeah, like, you know, if you know you can't really do it, or if you don't. Yeah.
And,
like,
integrity. It's all about integrity too. Yeah.
So, like, for Jake, he came about. It was after. Well, first off, I was supposed to fight, like, on this card when I was 17, like, 17 and a half. Because mm-hmm. you could fight in, like, certain states, like, the regulations, you could fight, I think, in, like, Vegas and, like, other places, maybe Texas, like, mm-hmm. 17
and a half. So when you were, so below 18, you still couldn't fight in some states?
Yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
I didn't know that.
18, you're, like, you know, you fight wherever.
Okay.
So, yeah, I was supposed to fight on this card, but then I think he switched, like, the venue, like, he kind of settled in and chose to fight in Ohio with mm-hmm. Tyron Will. I think that was the first fight.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, we just, that was it. It was nothing, you know, we didn't talk to Jake or anything like that. But then I had a fight. When I finally turned 18, I had a fight out here in Pomona. And Jake's manager, I think he came to the fight and he watched me, you know, just, and I had a crazy performance. Like, it was like a knockout, like a cold,
you
like
know?
Yeah. And
abuse a dude.
Pretty much. And after that, I think probably like a week later, my dad got a call, but from Jake. Like, mm-hmm. I wasn't there on the call, but he got a call from Jake. Like,
right.
You know, and my dad was telling me a story, like, you know, Jake was like, you know, like, what's up, it's Jake. And my dad was like,
okay.
Like, from State Farm?
Jake from State Farm? Jake who? Right?
Yeah. He's like, no, yeah, it's me, Jake. Like,
that's hilarious.
My dad was like, the only person I really know with Jake is, like, Jake Paul. He's like, yeah, it's me.
And still, was he still convinced? Was he convinced?
Probably. That was playing,
you know, people be playing on the phone these days.
Yeah, that's what he said. He said he was about to hang up.
Like, yeah.
But yeah, he sat there. I guess he recognized the voice. You know, Jake talks, so. So he kind of, like, you know, it was kind of reasonable. And he just kind of sat there on the phone. I guess they just kind of talked. He was like, yeah, you know, I've been watching, son, this and that, just giving, you know, great, great talks with Jake. And, nice. And then that's wow. how it went. So okay, I think cool. later on he was like, you know, I'm going to set something up, or however the conversation went. But, like, yep. like a week later, you know, we got on a Zoom call with him. We just kind of like, you know, we're feeling each other vibes and everything like that.
Yeah, your dad, real. Your dad is smart. I mean, I think he's taking it, you know, step by step. You know, sometimes you ain't got to go to the, again, just listening to you, you know, explain everything, understanding, you know, your pop, like I said, he wants the best for you as well. Yeah. Like I said, there's really kind of, strategic moves.
Because it was at a point, I think it was during my first fight, right before my first fight. I had like $1 million like offers on the table. So it was like passing up, you know, big money. But
yeah,
and like they said, all money ain't good money.
Yeah,
especially in boxing.
Yeah, so that was something that was kind of like, I feel like that for me. I feel like that was kind of bigger than, you know, going Floyd. Mm-hmm. Well, even at Floyd at that too. Like, you know, he's big money himself. Like, you
right.
Yeah. But
so you know, who do you, like I said, with your boxing style, who do you kind of like the boxers that have gone before you, which is a bunch. Who do you kind of resemble your boxing style after?
So throughout the years, like I feel like it's always kind of evolving for me. Mm-hmm. So like when I first started off, like if you even look at the videos, like I try to like mimic Floyd like hard, like it's like everything, like, you know, because that's the only person I watched. And like I wasn't a big boxer fan, so the only person I did watch was Floyd and probably Pacquiao, but it was just really Floyd. Like whenever he came up, watched 24/7 and all that, like I was interested in him, just his lifestyle and everything like that. Mm-hmm. But then over time, I started, you know, getting to boxing a bit more. So I like other people. Mm-hmm. Adrian Bruner was similar to Floyd, but it was like kind of the same style. So, you know, I think at a time, Adrian Bruner threw his hands a little bit more. Like he was letting his hands go a lot more, you know, throwing different shots. So I started picking up with him. Then I was like, you know, I always wanted to be a lefty. So, like, you know, I was
you
like,
switched up a little bit. Okay.
Yeah, so then I switched to southpaw. Then after that.
Now, is that a big deal in boxing to go?
Yeah, because a lot of, like, orthodox fighters.
Yeah, because you don't know how to train for them. For you never know. Gotcha. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. But how hard is it to do that? Because you said it like it's very casual. Yeah, I just switched up, you know.
No, it's kind of hard. I mean, it's like,
your feet.
Yeah, feet. That's the biggest thing. Like you just you kind of don't know how to step the same way. Like
right.
You know.
Okay.
Like, that's where it kind of starts from.
Okay.
But once you're like your footwork and if you're an athlete, it's kind of it's a lot more easier to, you know.
And again, going back to all those other sports you were playing, maybe that kind of helped transition you in. Had it made it an easier transition when you tried to switch.
Yeah, it definitely did. Yeah.
Because it's like, obviously, like I said, you play running back, but playing just a DB. You know what I mean? You have a lot of defensive cornerback. They want to play on the right side.
On the right side or left side.
Yeah. It's hard to play on the left side. You know
and basketball, so again, go right hand layup, left hand layup when you're younger. So all those things start to play in. That's crazy.
So, yeah, so what's the longest fight rounds that you've gone?
Four. That was
so you're 9-0 knockouts?
Yeah. I think I had like two four-round fights. I think my first and maybe my second. So the my first fight, I had a 4-rounder. You know, people usually start 4 rounds. They go to 6, 8, 10, and 12. Yeah, so first fight, 4. And he was already a tough opponent itself. Like, I guess out there, I started in Mexico. Like, that was, I think that was the only, like, you know, spot that you could, you know, fight at 16.
Right.
Well, 15, I guess you could start there. But I started out there, and then my next fight, I had a 6-rounder. And then we just kept on from there until, I think, this fight, it was 8 rounds.
Right. So what weight class?
Weight class, I fought at a catch weight, my last fight, 133. But we're, like, debating on, you know, either 130 or 135.
Okay. What do you feel like you're comfortable?
Comfortable? Fighting. I mean, I haven't been 130 in a long time, but it's really the getting down there part, because I feel like right after I get down, like, you know, you kind of rehydrate right back because other people are kind of different, like, you know, they feel drained afterwards, but I feel like for me it's more of a mentality thing, like, you know, I'm kind of ready to go at that point, like under any conditions. So, like, I feel like as long as I'm able to get down there, I'm pretty much fine.
So who's been your toughest opponent? Just yet? I mean, obviously you've knocked them all
out. Ain't nobody. Ain't none of them was tough.
Toughest,
but again, at some point, you're going to be. Yeah,
who's number one in your class right now? Yeah, who's the number one guy in the class?
So if I'm fighting at 135, it would be Devin Haney.
Okay.
You know, he has all the belts over there.
Yeah.
At 130, I don't think anybody has a belt. So I think that's where I might, you know, start off as, because that was my plan in the beginning. Like, I want to, you know, start from, because I started at 126. I wanted to fight 126 and work my way up.
Right. Get a belt. Yeah. So you get a belt in that class, yeah. And that's when you move
yeah,
up.
Yeah, because, you know, I'm like once again, I'm like 18 still, so my body's still growing. So now I can't make 126 no more like yeah. what I used to when I was 16.
So yeah. Any belts yet?
No, not yet.
Not yet. So what do you think that feeling's going to be like to get your first belt? I mean, because right now you're basically, yeah. you're building your resume. You know what I mean?
I feel like for me, like, cause people already ask me, how does it feel to kind of be on a big, big stage already now? Right. You know, I was a co-main on the Jake's card. And, like, I kind of tell people, like, it feels kind of regular. Of course, it feels, like, great. Like, I'm over it, like, and I'm finally, that's what it just feels like, finally. Like, mm-hmm. So I feel like once I get a belt, it'll just be, like, I'll be, like, extremely happy. But it's not, like, where I want to get on my knees.
Yeah. Kinda, I want like, the finally, next
like,
one.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I want the next one. Like, finally, yeah. Right. This is what I envisioned. I was supposed to be, like, it was. Mm-hmm.
Right.
It was, you know, and that's how people were when, well, people asked me, like, after, like, a few of my fights, why I never, like, kind of celebrate. So I'm like, I don't really
like Kobe, I ain't there yet.
Yeah. Right, you haven't there yet.
I got more to do.
So I'm like, well, I don't, like, I kind of expect this. Like, you know, I don't, like, yeah. it's on right. to the next pretty much.
Yeah. So, like, you, I know you sparred with some bigger names, too, yeah. like Sean Porter you sparred uh-huh. with. Like, some yeah. of those guys. It's, like, when you're sparring and you're having success, does that make you think, yo, I'm ready to
yeah,
go
no, yeah,
belts.
Definitely. Yeah, so after I sparred him, like I said, when I was having success, I'm just like, you know, and then he was like probably maybe 40, maybe just 60 pounds heavier than me.
Yeah, bigger, older, bigger, yeah. and like if I can hang. Yeah.
I think right. he had the belt at the time, so I'm yeah. just like, you know, like if I'm doing this with him, like.
Imagine that yeah. young punk
yeah, yeah,
that
yeah,
I can
yeah,
dream
yeah.
with me.
Right, because you're 18, I mean.
Yeah, and I was probably 16 at the time.
Wow. Right, and the thing yeah. is like, you're thinking like 18, like you said, and he's very aware and knowledgeable. Like, he hasn't even really reached his peak. He's yeah, like, he's still growing.
In five, a sense. He's 5-6 you know, years away
like,
from that.
You're prime, like, I think when we're in our prime, what age is like? I would say like
28 to 30, like for most
like,
ball
yo, that's
players.
So yeah. much. So much boxing that you haven't experienced yet, and so much you will experience.
And that's like the age that I kind of want to be done at. Like,
oh, you want to be done by
yeah,
then?
Yeah, like if really? Anything, like wow. if anything, after that, it's gonna be like how Floyd was at the end of his career, like almost one fight a year, like
yeah,
know, something
yeah.
big money, like.
Right, right. You know? So what? I know you mentioned Olympic boxing. Have you thought about doing any of that?
Doing I'm already professional.
How does that work?
Yeah. So I think they changed it where I think like 10 fights are under as a like professional. You.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You may, can't. Yeah, not that you can now.
Oh, right.
But I'm not too sure. Like, right. yeah.
Would you want to do that?
Yeah, I kind of still have thoughts because it's just like a dear feeling having a gold medal, especially after watching, I think, the new Netflix, The Redeem Team. Mm-hmm. After watching that, like, you know, how kind of important a like gold medal was to them.
Right, to represent your company,
yeah.
you know what I mean?
So it was kind of like, you know.
Yeah, yeah. represent Long yeah, Beach yeah. Poly.
Uh-huh. Long Beach.
Long Beach LBC.
Already.
Yeah, man. So who's a fighter that's kind of like on your radar as you progress that you want to fight? Because I don't know this guy. I don't know if
who
he's
you your, eyeballing.
I don't yeah, know if he's I, in your yeah. Ryan Garcia. I met Ryan Garcia uh-huh. at the ESPYs, uh-huh. and I heard of his name, and I didn't really know who he was, yeah. what he was. Yeah. So we were just backstage. It was yeah. me and a couple other guys, and this dude like his aura, like he was just real, just chirpy, like just.
Because he got one in there.
Yeah,
he gonna get that one hit.
Right, yeah, he had his chains on, this and that and the other. And he was just like really confident in his ability. Yeah, like, yeah. Yo,
what, that's how he's been, like, you know, since, because I've known him since I started boxing. So
you guys grew up around the same area,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
Are y'all in the same weight class?
Weight class. Oh, yeah, if I'm at 135. I think he went up to 140, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
So at some point, do you think y'all might meet at some point?
Possibly. But talking to him before, I think he wanted to be done. He told me, like, I don't know his plans now, but he wanted to be done at, like, 26. Like,
how old is he right now? Like
24, I think.
Yeah, 23,
24.
So in a couple of years, yeah. He ain't finna be done now, because once that money starts rolling
He's just trying to get the big fights now, so, like.
Right.
And he always kind of say now he's not really chasing the belt. He just said, like, his thing is, you know, just fight the big fights, and that's it. Like, he don't really care for the belts anymore. Like, he just don't care.
Okay, well, you might be the big fight.
Yeah, possibly.
Might be the big fight. Yeah. Who's coming out? Y'all getting that big fight? Who's coming out?
That would be a great story. That would be a great story.
You seem very chill.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I haven't seen you in the ring do your thing, but I could just tell you got that quiet confidence.
Hey, give him a two-piece right quick. Show what time. You know what's funny, though? Everybody who come on here is different types of athletes. Uh-huh. Right, from basketball and track, whatever. He want to race him and he want to go shoot with him.
Yeah.
Now you got a boxer on here. Yeah, you don't want to do nothing. Dog. You don't want to go ahead.
I mean, bro, I don't even want to do him like that. You know, I got these 30 hands. You know what I mean? These are licensed. You know what I mean?
We play basketball. So we play football.
Yeah, yeah.
Nah, I'm good. Yeah. I like my face. And
so, because especially the Ryan Garcia thing, right? I got to watch him on IG. Just you know, the one hit. You know, people just put that thing
put
on and say, you know, you can go ahead and hit me. It's not gonna hurt, right? And we think the same thing. I'm not gonna let one dude just have this. You know, whole
protection
and hurt me, right? So how hard would you be able to hit this dude in his ribs if you just, like, would you bend him over? Like, you could, like, he would do this, or you could?
In shape, but you're probably, like.
No, with the thing on, with the big thing on.
Oh, the protection?
Yeah, that big, because it's big, like, thing.
It kind of depends which one, too, but I feel like he'll feel it. He probably not bend over.
He just loves inflicting pain on me, dog. Damn, I don't like this dude.
Because it's like, because again, like, you're out there with just regular people. You're walking around. They don't understand, like, just one of the, how quick they go.
And if you hit him in the right spot, too.
In the right spot.
Yeah,
because body blows are worse than the hitting in the
face.
Right?
Yeah, I feel like it. Like, I never been, like, you know, hit with a great body shot or, like, knocked out, but just the thought of it, like, you know, I feel like when you get knocked out, you just kind of, like, wake up, probably with a headache or something.
Right.
But the body, you just kind of, like, gasping for air, and you just, like.
Can't breathe.
Yeah, you just. Short feel like breath.
Yeah. So what kind of, how do you prepare yourself for body shots?
Because
you being in the ring, like I said, and you get hit with one of those, that could take, I mean, you could be winning a fight. The next few rounds could go down on you for you. So how do you prepare?
So just, I feel like for me, again, I feel like it's kind of mentality plus, like, you know, the physical part too. But I feel like a lot of it is just the mentality. Like, you gotta have that, like, that grit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, and it kind of, like, growing up, I always sparred with, like, heavier people, and just, like, I feel like the things that my dad put me through is, like, you know, like, I wouldn't let no bite shot, you know, break me down. Like, it has to be something where, like, my body, like, any human's body, like. That will break anybody down. That's why I feel like the only thing that will put me down. But at the same time, I feel like that will in me would just keep me kind of going.
Who wins in the ring right now, you or your dad?
In the ring, me.
Ooh! Yeah. Hey,
I don't know if he really believes that right now.
No, I do. I always think to myself, like, I feel like if I have room, like, I'll
You can
win.
Move around?
Yeah, I can move around. But if we, like, in, like, a
But if that box is small, it's a problem.
Yeah.
Get him, Pop. Let them know what time it is. Get him up under there.
Ivan is in the room, and when you said that you would win, you should have seen
his
face.
I got something for you.
Man, he going to remember this right here. But Pops, man, you've done an amazing job with
your
son.
Absolutely, man.
Let's talk to you about your dad. Yeah. What has he meant to you and where you are right now? Because, again, you have a lot of room to grow. There's a lot of potential.
I mean, of course, I feel like he's, like, you know, everything, like, you know, from the ground up. I always kind of sit back and think sometimes, like, you know, how would it be if I did kind of all this on my own? Like, you know, I don't know if it would be the same. Like, it probably would take me a lot longer, like, or a totally different route. Like I always said, I'd probably be playing basketball or trying football. Mm-hmm. That was, like, kind of where I kind of wanted to be. But but with him, like, you know, just pushed me towards boxing, kind of showing me that the potential I got in the sport, it kind of like kind of changed my outview on like a lot of things.
Okay, so what about moms though? A lot of moms. I mean, they
don't
want to
play tennis.
I mean, right? You know, they baby in the ring taking these shots. What is her take on this?
She used to be on my side. Like, she used to always be like trying to get me out of it. Like,
you know, of course,
like,
mom.
Like, stuff like that. Like, you know, even my grandma, too. Like,
right, yes, yes.
You know, so it was kind of like my dad against everyone at the beginning. Well, like, right. You know, I think my uncle was always for it. But throughout time,
slowly.
And myself, saw the potential. And, like, you know, I wasn't getting hurt at all.
Everybody gets to go in the ring and have the path you get, because some dudes get in that ring and they get pummeled. You know what I mean? So that's what's up, man. So mom,
she
realizes and like, she has a special talent. You know what I mean? So where do you think you get all your abilities from, mom or dad? I'm putting y'all on the spot. Mom or dad? Because mom is like, shoot, that's my baby. You know what I mean? You know, like, shoot, he got that from me.
I think I definitely get it from my dad. My dad said my mom was kind of an athlete at the same time.
Okay, so you got a little bit of everything in there. Those genes are just running rapid up in there.
That's awesome. Now, are you the youngest to ever go? Do they go pro at 14 and 15?
I'm not the youngest though. It was just like a totally different route. Because like I said, like, people usually wait till they're 18. Like, people, at least in the U.S.
Right.
But me, I was 16. You know, I went out there.
Right. So you said obviously you don't want to be in this sport long, because obviously we know the long lasting, you know, effects of boxing, you know. Yeah. You see the concussions, you see, you know, you guys like Muhammad Ali and, Sugar Ray Leonard and all these, Lennox. All these guys that are, you know, like I said, having lingering effects, you know, Evander Holyfield. What is, I guess, your biggest goal from boxing? What will be complete for you in the sport of boxing? Like, what, like I said,
career.
Career-wise, is it belt or is it number under fights? What would be like, okay, I came and I conquered.
Achieved it,
I feel like just leaving the sport, you know, feeling like I conquered. I feel like just a feeling like I beat whoever I wanted to beat, and whatever position I want to be in. So say if I want to be undisputed, we'll do that. But I feel like right now, like, my mindset, I want to be somewhere in the books of history.
In the conversation. Because like you said, Floyd is like 50, you know, he's like, I mean, and I like his charisma, his character, whether it's arrogance, his cockiness, or whatever the case may be, he's earned it. Because the thing is, his record is right, unblemished. You know what I mean? It's like, you can't say anything. Anybody tries to go at Floyd, he was like, look, bro, I'm 50-0, and I got money. Uh-huh. Like, you know, and I can just tell that's where he's coming from. Like, is that what you want?
In a way. But at the same time, I feel like I would, like, the biggest for me, like, for me, my like, idols is always, like, someone that's, like inspirational to, like, the sport. Like, like, one of the biggest, or anything, like, even, like, artists or anything like that. But, like Odell. Like, he kind of changed the game, you know, with the one hand and stuff like that, you know, dye, the swag and stuff like that. That's kind of, you know, something like that. Like, I want to be, like, inspirational, like, with...
You want to transcend boxing.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, that's exactly. Yeah.
So that's what? Awesome. Give me your walkout song. Like, what goes into into that? Because that's part of preparation. So you know what I mean?
When Tyson came out to Tupac, I lost my mind.
It's a lot of like that goes into the preparation. And like, okay, you're hyped. Now, how do you keep yourself calm? You know what I mean? Because like I said, you in the locker room, you getting ready. You know what I mean? You getting focused, locked in. Then you enter through those drapes, and your song is going.
For me, like, the build up, like, I always kind of like like, it just would run out. I always like to take my mind. I feel like if you, like, kind of worry about something too much, you know, you just kind of, you know, go off tracks. For me, like, the build-up, so the day of a fight, or even the build-up, but just I'm going off the day of the fight. Like, I'm just kind of really just killing, like, a hotel room or whatever, or, you know, kind of with family, just kind of, like, or just laughing, joking, playing the game. Like, it's just like a regular day. That's why I kind of, like, always want to, like, keep that mindset of, like, I don't stress myself. I just another day.
Keep it free. Give me a free mind. Yeah.
So, like, see, I'm just, like, chilling for the most part. Like, you know, it's just, like, sparring, basically, but just, you know, just a crowd and judges and accounts. And I treat the sparring the same. Like, you know, I don't want to get beat up, so I'm going in there, you know.
A-game.
Yeah.
A-game.
So I'm always on my A-game. So when it really started, like, turning up a bit is when I get, like, to the arena. And, like, you know, like you said, in the locker room warming up. That's when it kind of switches, like, you know.
That's what turn into, like, the killer.
Yeah, yeah.
So is your walkout song, is it the same? Or you switch it up?
Oh, yeah, I switch it up. I feel like I kind of, it's either I want to myself, like, I don't care what the crowd, I kind of want myself to, get hyped up, or I kind of want to, like, you know, trying to get the crowd involved.
Energize the crowd based on something.
Yeah, because when I hear them,
you, like, take their energy.
Yeah. So it switches up however I'm feeling.
Okay.
But, like, in the back or whatever, if I'm listening to music, especially, well, out loud, the music, like, you know, I'm a hype, like, music, like, whatever, Lil Baby, the Baby, whoever, like, you know.
One of the babies.
Some of your favorite artists.
Yeah. But, like, if I got, like, my AirPods or headphones in, that's, like, the music I'm, like, when I'm really trying to, like, lock in. So it'll be, like, Chris Brown, Justin Bieber, like, stuff
kind of
like
mellow
that
out a little bit.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Focus in.
Okay, okay. I wasn't expecting that.
Focus in. I like it.
Okay.
Tell everybody where they can find you on social media, too, man.
You can find me on social media at Ashton Silk H12. It's just across all platforms.
There it is, man. The next up-and-coming superstar. Building, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you again.
Get your popcorn ready. Dukes up.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man.
Let's go put hands on him, my guy. Let's go.
Yeah. Man, we don't smoke over here.